Today on the Tech Bytes podcast, we talk monitoring. Network monitoring is a perpetual issue for network engineers because you know that anytime an application is slow or a Zoom call is glitchy, someone's going to fire off a ticket that says the network isn't working. And monitoring is getting increasingly complicated by distributed workers and distributed applications. So when that ticket comes in, you're going to need good data and the right data to diagnose and solve problems. Our sponsor NetBees offers products for monitoring critical segments, including network performance, Wi-Fi, and end users. My guest is Stefano Gridelli, co-founder and CEO of NetBees. Stefano, welcome back to Packet Pushers, and let's start with a quick background on NetBees.
Hey, Drew, nice to be here. NetBees is a real-time network performance monitoring solution that runs end-to-end tests on any network infrastructure, whether that's on-prem, cloud, or remote.
Okay, so what's the difference then between, you know, what I would get with NetBees and sort of what I'm thinking of traditional monitoring techniques?
Traditional monitoring, when we say that, we think more about SNMP monitoring. So network device polling with SNMP GET and so on. And that's a much needed resource to understand the status of the network devices. However, they don't really tell you whether the network is working for the end users and your applications. And that's what NetBees aims to do, is to provide end-to-end active network monitoring by running basic synthetic transaction or network testing across your network and against applications or services.
Okay, so I think that's an important distinction then. What do you mean by active monitoring? I guess I'm getting a sense there with the synthetic testing.
Yeah, exactly. And it's also in opposition with passive network monitoring or performance monitoring, where you generally listen or collect passively stats about what's going on your network. Active network monitoring actually is a continuous, basically testing 24/7. So we run, things like ping tests, DNS queries, traceroute path analysis, and throughput tests, for instance, really to get that understanding of the performance at any place and time in a network. And that's very important to be proactive, to detect problem when things break without relying on user traffic to gather that information.
Got it. So synthetic means I can control when I want to do the test. I can control what kind of tests. And I know I'm getting regular information back to the NetBees system, which is then, I presume, doing some kind of an analysis to build baselines and so on and give me deviations and alerts.
Exactly, precisely. And just also to kind of estimate the end user experience on the network in the end, because in the end, users are sending or receiving packets in a simple way.
Right. So how would I deploy NetBees? Is there hardware? Is this SaaS? How does it work?
Yeah. So NetBees works by deploying hardware or software network monitoring appliances that are distributed around a network. You know, we support from hardware-based appliances, say, for Wi-Fi monitoring to Docker or VMs. Those actually are also used by leading routing and switching vendors, such as Cisco or Extreme, to run application hosted on their switches or routers. And then we also have, Linux packages, if preferred. So really, you can have a full coverage on your on-prem, remote, or cloud network. And then we have another set of agents, which are software clients, very lightweight, that run on end user desktops or laptop. And those are like NetBees agents that run tests and gather understanding of the end user experience.
Okay, so if I've got remote workers and I want to get a sense of the performance they're getting, I can put an agent onto their laptops and that reports back to another sensor somewhere?
No, great question. So the controller, the main brain, are not the agents, which are like simple units that do testing, but it's actually the central server that acts as the controller, the data repository, and the dashboard. So all the agents will report back to the controller, which kind of rules them all, and then with which the network engineer or admin interacts with.
Got it. Okay. Does the hardware also connect up to the controllers?
Yeah, they are all, on that sense, they all work the same way. They connect to the server as soon as they're plugged in or installed in a network or location or laptop. Yeah.
And you mentioned cloud, that I can do cloud monitoring. Do you mean like if I'm using, public cloud infrastructure as a service, I can deploy a software agent in like a VPC or something or something else? What are you thinking when you say cloud?
Yeah, that is correct. So there are two options. You can deploy an instance on AWS or any other, cloud, as long as you have an Ubuntu or a Debian, say, operating system available. So you can deploy as an image or as a Linux, Debian, or Ubuntu package with apt-get install, for instance. And then you have basically a footprint in your cloud. And then from that agent, you can run all sorts of tests, active tests, to other cloud regions, applications, if you want to also include external monitoring in your dashboard, or to your on-prem destination networks through an express route or a VPN link, and understand what is the cloud to on-prem and vice versa performance, which is very important.
That's an interesting point, because as people are adopting cloud more, I assume, you know, AWS is going to give me maybe fairly decent metrics on the performance inside AWS, but then there's maybe blind spots between my on-prem and AWS.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, AWS, like any other cloud provider, they give you kind of the SNMP view, what we call it. They give you like the, you know, resources, utilization and status of your instances, but they don't give you that active end-to-end telemetry from any VPC to any other destination network.
Got it. Okay. Yeah, so I can get more granular active details.
Yeah, exactly. So at least you can, I think the base thing that you want to cover is how is my latency and packet loss to destination networks that are very important to me, because things like latency and packet loss seems very simple, right, to describe, but to obtain at scale, nobody has that information. And that information will give you an understanding of how good or bad could be potentially your network connection to that environment, to and from.
And when I'm looking at the NetBees dashboard, can you give me a sense of what I'm getting?
Yeah. So the dashboard is organized in different tabs to manage your agents, for instance, interact with the agents. You have a section for targets to create targets, which targets are any application or resource, could be also a destination network that you want the agents to monitor. So we also have SaaS templates, for instance, you know, Microsoft Office, or Google Workspace, for instance. Mm-hmm. So you create a target, you assign agents to this target, and the targets define the set of tests that will be run to monitor that resource. And from that moment on, you gather the information on the target. So the target is very important also to compare performance across agents. And then, you know, on top of that, there are sections to run schedule tests, things like Hyper for throughput or network speed for download and upload speed. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, we have reporting and a, you know, NOC dashboard as well, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah. Got it. So we touched on sort of the three big use cases for NetBees. Let's just go through each one of them very quickly.
Yeah. So originally when we started NetBees, it was mostly for on-prem network or internal network monitoring. So our goal was to help medium and large size, highly distributed organizations that have many remote branches, a pretty large wider network. And those would be hardware-based or VMs, appliances that you install around this network. Then from that, we evolved and we also included Wi-Fi network monitoring, meaning that now the little probe, at least the harder one, is also equipped with a Wi-Fi interface, so we can understand not just the wired infrastructure performance, but also how is the corporate wireless network? Can it authenticate users, you know, with radios? How long does it take to connect to the network? And then the same test that you can run on the wired, also on the wireless with ping, DNS, HTTP, and so on, including download upload speed and Hyper, for instance. Then, 2020, as you know, everybody had to work from home and we decided to, try to basically port the NetBees agent to a small lightweight client for Windows and Mac, which we did. And now we also offer the ability to monitor not just your kind of on-prem network, not your Wi-Fi, but also your work from home users. And actually now we basically cover all these three use cases pretty well. So also now with hybrid work, employees might work some days at home, some days at the office, with the agent that runs on their desktop or laptops that follows them, you can understand how is their performance, especially when they work from home. And you can understand things like, is it maybe my SP not giving me enough bandwidth, or the latency and packet loss is pretty bad, or maybe my home wireless is not exactly designed for me to, you know, to be too much on voice and videos, you know, collaboration tools and so on.
Mm-hmm. So you can measure the performance I'm getting from the PC essentially to my wireless router, you're saying?
Yeah, precisely. So, you know, the endpoint performance, CPU and memory, we report the Wi-Fi metrics, understand how good is the signal coverage, or if there is noise from maybe neighbor's network, you can do an SSID scan remotely, understand the download and upload speed. And then, of course, you know, connectivity to your SaaS with the target monitoring and, you know, trace running path analysis analytics for internet performance. So as a result, that agent is very important because, you know, some organization, they don't care too much what's your network performance at home, because if you work from home, we don't support it. But others, it's very important because actually some organization did the conscious decision to really be a remote company. So for those employees, they have to grant good performance and make sure they're productive. And this is a very good way to, you know, have real data, quantitative data to understand what issues they're facing and what is the best resolution for those remote users. And that is a big time saver because you don't need to maybe do a remote desktop. You don't need to maybe interact with the user and try to figure out what they're doing. It's a very time consuming effort if you don't have some tooling that allows you to collect that information.
Well, that's probably a good time then to, you've got some customer examples of folks who are actually using NetBees in production. And one of the examples was this remote worker scenario. So can you talk us through what this customer is doing?
Yeah, so this customer is a financial services company with, they made the decision actually before COVID to basically move all their contact center agents to work from home. And, you know, in this, these employees, their task is to take basically 800 calls to assist their customers via phone call. And what they realize is like with 19,000 remote contact center agents, there are a lot of tickets that on a daily basis, it's their help desk team. And, you know, some of those tickets are easily handled by the level one, but some others are escalated to the level three. And, you know, that's a lot time-consuming effort to understand particularly what is their problem.
Yeah, and I just want to make sure people got that number, 19,000 remote users.
Yeah, 19,000. So what NetBees helps them is really understand at scale what is the performance of these users and prioritize the kind of, I would say, the one that are having a bad issues with the voice and video, because think about, they need to have a very good voice performance. So
for sure,
latency and packet loss needs to stay under certain limits and jitter and so on. So the data they can gather from the dashboard, they can really understand who are the, you know, the remote contact center agents that are experiencing the most problems and, you know, help them basically fix their problems, which could be open a ticket with the ISP, or could be maybe temporarily remove them from the inbound queue so they don't have, they don't provide, you know, a choppy voice, or their help is effective and not like degraded by the voice experience.
So what kind of troubleshooting can, you know, a network engineer do when they're getting this information from this agent?
Yeah, so first of all, do fault isolation. They can quickly understand what they're dealing with. Oftentimes, the most common problems are the internet service provider, but of course, to come to that conclusion, you need to have the data. So ISP is the number one, followed by VPN and also the home Wi-Fi.
Right.
So we saw some organization, they kind of ask their remote users to work wired to the router, so they remove at least the Wi-Fi, but they still deal with, you know, ISP performance issues or VPN issues. So the nice thing is that you can also get a pretty good reporting on ISP performance and understand good from bad ISP. And in some areas where there are, you know, there is not a monopoly, there are multiple options, they can switch to the best plan or upgrade their ISP plan to a one that meets their SLAs.
Got it. Okay. And then there's also a customer who's using you for Wi-Fi monitoring.
So Wi-Fi monitoring is also that a pretty popular use case with our user base. We see especially in the higher education and also healthcare, there is a you know, Wi-Fi is everything, is the workhorse. So in those environments, very dynamic and, you know, very dense in some areas, they really need to understand, first of all, at the basic level, if the service is available. So, you know, our sensor provides a client perspective into the connection to the network. And then they provide also, of course, understanding of performance at the network level. But in some areas where maybe a lot of users congregate, that's where maybe when there are performance issues, they can also deploy a probe ad hoc if needed, unless they have a permanent sensor installed there. So it's really like a very good way to save time from driving to a remote location and having yourself to sit and wait some time for the problem to occur. Another feature that we provide capabilities like a remote packet capture, as that also pretty important when you have, you know, driver issues between a specific client vendor and, you know, a networking vendor.
So your appliance can kick off a packet capture?
Yes, correct. That's what we call an ad hoc test, meaning that the user on the dashboard starts the packet capture and then collects the pickup at the end of the session.
And this, again, I guess, requires your hardware then to do the Wi-Fi monitoring?
Yeah, so for that, we provide the hardware, although for the rest, we tap on common platform like Linux, Docker, or even the Raspberry Pi. Mm-hmm. But for the Wi-Fi, because of, you know, there is a, not just a Raspberry Pi behind, there is a, so we provide a hardware probe for that.
Okay, because you need a wireless NIC in there.
Exactly, yeah, you cannot virtualize that, unfortunately. Not yet. Who knows?
And then last but not least is sort of where you started with the network performance monitoring, and you've got a customer story there.
Yeah, exactly. So network performance is, you know, any company with a pretty distributed network, sometimes even global footprint, they really rely on the sensors, whether are hard or now we see actually more application hosting, which is very good because you don't need to support an extra piece of hardware. But for them, it's very important to understand performance end-to-end. Are those remote locations up, meaning that they can even connect to either the data center or the cloud, and what's their performance? With SD-WAN, when there is direct internet access for those remote locations, it's more difficult to understand what's their internet performance. So that really helps having a remote agent out there, but also outside, you know, a distributed organization, also small and large telcos use our probes to understand the customer subscriber experience. And they might install some time at the a subscriber home, which could be a business or a home user, or sometime in aggregation points for multiple subscribers.
So they would put one of your devices at, say, a big customer's site to make sure that they're getting the performance they're paying for?
Exactly. Yeah. Some small regional ISP would also deploy it on, you know, a kind of private subscriber. But generally, yeah, it's more the business user, the business subscribers in that case.
Now, you mentioned SD-WAN. Where do you see a use case for NetBees there? Because my understanding of SD-WAN is that they're already essentially doing a lot of that monitoring of the links.
Yeah, they do actually. But what they mostly focus is the last mile. They need to, of course, understand what is the performance of each or underlying network and connection to then optimize and do their, you know, per flow, per packet decision. But they don't really do an end-to-end type of performance. So on that, NetBees is more kind of end-to-end. And it's also like a vendor independent. So you have like...
you want the belt and suspenders.
So yeah, it's definitely like a SD-WAN doesn't replace really active network monitoring, although to a certain extent they implement some function of it to solve their function. But their SD-WAN is not meant to replace generally, you know, distributed network monitoring.
Okay, so if I've got sort of some critical branches and I want to make sure that end-to-end performance is good and I want that active monitoring capability, I can sort of supplement the metrics I'm getting from SD-WAN with NetBees.
Yes, that is correct. And think that this is active monitoring traffic, so 24/7. We don't rely on passive data. So if there are no users, you don't know if the network is actually, you know, can then route and, you know, forward their traffic. So you always want to have like a canary in the mine to give you proactiveness and notification if something is breaking, perhaps after a configuration change. I've been there many times and traditionally, what I would do before NetBees was open a bunch of terminals when I had to do a routing change or a change in, VLAN and so on. Mm-hmm. I would make sure that my ping then would come back, right? Mm-hmm. Now I would do that with, and our customers do that with NetBees. So they have already like their full mesh of ping test or other connectivity test. And before and after a configuration change, you want to make sure that you see green, basically.
Got it. So you can actually integrate right into the workflow, even when there are changes, not just monitoring performance, but can I even reach this site?
Exactly. Yeah.
Okay. That's great. Okay, Stefano, I think we can squeeze in one more question here. Obviously, NetBees doesn't live alone in the network operations environment. Do you have ways to integrate with other systems? Do you have APIs if there's other systems I want to get your data out of or for you to communicate to?
Yeah, so we support the JSON API on api.netbees.net. You can see the Postman kind of documentation. We have webhooks, but then we support standard protocols and third-party integrations, such as with ServiceNow, Microsoft Teams, and so on. So the long story short is that we coexist with other tools, and it's easily integratable with an escalation in terms of support and mm-hmm. also other monitoring tools.
All right. Well, if folks want to dig into NetBees for themselves, where should they go?
Yeah, they can go to netbees.net, and that they can request a new demo or even a web trial and learn more about us.
And I think you also have a NetBees landing page, right? With netbees.net/packetpushers?
Correct. netbees.net/packetpushers.
All right. That's NetBees, NetBees.net, netbees.net. And also check out netbees.net/packetpushers. Thanks, Stefano, for being here and to NetBees for being a sponsor. And as always, thank you for listening. You can find this and many more fine, free technical podcasts and our community blog. It's all at packetpushers.net. You can join our Slack community, hear us on Spotify, rate us on Apple Podcasts. And last but not least, remember that too much networking would never be enough.